Bernie Sanders, Congress must eliminate filibuster, codify Roe v. Wade. By Paul Bois on May 2, 2022. Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, called upon Congress to eliminate the filibuster and vote on legislation that would codify Roe v. Wade into law in the wake of Politico releasing the bombshell report indicating that the Supreme Court has the votes to overturn the landmark abortion case that has divided the country for over 50 years. Congress must pass legislation that codifies Roe v. Wade as the law of the land in this country now, Sanders tweeted. And if there aren't 60 votes in the Senate to do it, and there are not, we must end the filibuster to pass it with 50 votes. Sanders was joined by fellow colleague Senator Tammy Baldwin, D.Y., who agreed that Congress should vote to end the filibuster. Per Baldwin's tweet, if hashtag SCOTUS is going to legislate from the bench and turn back the clock 50 years on hashtag Roe v. Wade, then the Senate needs to pass my Women's Health Protection Act. And if we need to eliminate the filibuster to get it done, we should do that too. Hashtag WHBA. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, D., also a candidate for U.S. Senate, likewise opined, let's be clear, the right to an abortion is sacred. Democrats have to act quickly, get rid of the filibuster to pass the Women's Health Protection Act plus finally codify Roe into law. We cannot afford to wait. Harvard Law professor Adrian Vermeule agreed that Politico likely published the leaked documents to pressure Congress into codifying Roe v. Wade. The main play here probably isn't an attempt to change the result at the court, he tweeted. It's an attempt to influence Congress to act before the election, either through legislation or court packing, or alternatively to affect the election itself. Considering that Democrats have only 48 votes and two maybe votes to overturn the filibuster, all Twitter eyes turned on Senator Kyrsten Sinema, D. Oz, and Senator Joe Manchin, DWV.